What is your testimony? What do you have to say about what you're going through, where you've been? What do you have to say about what God has done in your life? And we find in the book of John, there's a young man who the Bible says was blind from birth. And as soon as the disciples that were with Jesus noticed this young man, they asked Jesus, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus quickly responded to them to let them know, neither this man or his parents, nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Then the scripture goes on and he said that Jesus, he spat on the ground and made clay with his saliva. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." The man did. He went and washed and came back seeing.
Hallelujah.
He went and washed and came back. And when others began to recognize this man, they want to know, well, how did you gain sight that you never had before? You couldn't see before. We've been knowing you all of your life. You've been blind your complete life. So how could you suddenly, your eyes be open because your whole life has been dark? And the man answered and he said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And they took this young man to the leaders, the Pharisees, the leaders of the church, because they wanted to be exposed that you know somebody healed on the Lord's day. Because after all, it is the Sabbath day. And no one's supposed to be working on the Sabbath day. It is amazing how people are not interested in your healing. People are not excited that this blind man could now see. They were more concerned about the religious rules of the day. You know, we still have some folks like that today. Lord, have mercy. They preach so much to you that they're not even concerned really about your salvation. They preach to you to make sure you come back the next Sunday. And then they preach harder to you after you get there to make sure you give more. And then they preach a little bit harder to make sure you come back next Sunday. And they preach to you so that you will be on the agenda of somebody else's ideas, but never telling you about the freedom that you have in Christ Jesus. Never teaching you about the move of the Holy Ghost. So we get in this attitude that churches work. And that is so much the reason why people don't go to church.
Right.
A lot of folks don't go to church. Why? Because it's structured. And every Sunday they go in and come out the same way. There are so many people that are looking for a word to deliver them. But because we have people more interested in what we do than what God is able to do in our lives, people are falling by the wayside. But this young man tried to explain his circumstances. He said it over again. He talked about what Jesus did. He took clay. He spat on it. He placed it on my eyes. He told me to go wash. And I don't know about y'all, but all I know is that when Jesus tells you to go wash, you need to do what he tells you to do. Why? Because he created the water, and there must have been something that Jesus had in that water. That's why he told him, go wash. Go wash. He wanted to know, who is sinning on the Sabbath day? Who has broken the rules of the church on the Sabbath day? Then they wanted his parents to explain to them how he get his sight. prophet, sinner, I can't tell you about him. All I know is that when I met him, something happened. And from the moment that I met him, he put clay on my eyes, told me to wash, and now I see. That's my testimony. I'm not even sure I can even tell you where he come from. And as we look at the scripture today, we should be like this young man. I can't tell you everything in the Bible, but I can tell you what Jesus has done in my life. I can't tell you all of the theological terms that so many people go to school to learn. I can't tell you all of the different ideas that people had about what happened when and why Jesus did. Whatever I can tell you is that I know that I talked with him and he's told me what to do. And as long as I stay obedient, he just keeps blessing and blessing and blessing me. I know that when I was down, he picked me up. And when I could have been sick, he healed my body. When I was in trouble, he delivered my soul. All I know is that my testimony is a good testimony. And the best part about it is I changed. But God hasn't. I messed up. But God is still good. Disappointed some people, including my family, but my testimony is that God has never disappointed me. He just keeps showing up. He shows up right on time. There are things that God has done in my life I didn't even pray for, but he loved me so much, he gave it to me. What is your testimony today? I've learned that as I am with certain church folks, I have to separate myself because I've learned that some people give an account based upon what is not and what is. Some people will give an account that the Lord ain't done yet. And I'm trying to figure out, why would you give an account of what the Lord has not done when there's blessings all around your feet of what he's done? Why would you come before the Lord and remind him about what he needs to do? But yet, have you heard him lately ask you about whether or not you did what he told you to do a long time ago? See, that's part of our testimony. Our testimony is not what you do. My testimony is not what Edna does, but my testimony is really, God is God. Thank God he's God. Thank the Lord that God is better than I am. Thank the Lord that I can go before him with my old messed up life, and he still continues to love on me and make me better than I was the day before. Thank be the glory, God is not like me. What is your testimony? What's your testimony? Some folks say I'm better. Some folks say, yeah, when I was in trouble, he showed up. But your testimony should not be really about you. Your testimony should be all about God. Because if your testimony is correct, then doors are going to open in glory for blessings that come your way. And wouldn't it be a shame as a parent that over the past 10 years you cook meals every day, and before you could cook them you had to go to work and make some money so you could go to the grocery store and buy groceries. Then you cook after you got home. Wouldn't it be sad if you were in the dining room and, you know, you happen to hear your children, yeah, that was a good dinner, wasn't it? Good. We've been eating hound and hog for years. hurt your feelings. And I'm looking at Sister Stephanie because she loves me. Wouldn't it hurt your feelings that after all those meals you've prepared for your children, that they will sit there and talk about that meal and would not give you an ounce of thank you, an ounce of testimony that the person in the kitchen had been you for the past 10, 20 years? It would hurt, wouldn't it hurt? Wouldn't it hurt the fathers that are here who have gone out and worked 2 and 3 jobs over the years to provide for your family, but yet when your children get a certain age, they never look back and say, thank you, Pop. Right. Wouldn't something happen to you on the inside? Because you wonder, did they ever look to see what I was sacrificing? Well, if we can do that on this earthly level, what in the world happens in glory with a righteous God who is sitting high on the throne, and he hears us brag about what we did? Yeah, I did it. I got that. Yeah, that's mine. I worked on that. How do we think God is listening, and what is he thinking when he hears our testimony? Also, she give herself credit. I can just hear God. I tell you, I can hear him at times. I can envision in my mind that I can just see God sitting on the throne, listening to some of the conversations that we have concerning how well we're doing. And I can just hear the Lord in his mind. My. So she done all of it. Got them folks who want to be like her. Man. Boy, she got beside herself. Lord have mercy. Jesus, we gotta have talk about this. Why? Because Jesus, if we don't have her and allow some things to blow his or her way, then they're gonna think they're sorry. Isn't that amazing? When we give undue testimony about ourselves, our heads bloat, our height gets higher, and the next thing we want is to be served. Isn't that right? Yes. Before God will allow us to be served. Now you know, Slewfoot don't show up. And he don't go on to glory. You see him, don't you?
Switch wire.
And you know she already done too much. The amazing thing is that, see, some of us, you don't read your Bible so much, you don't believe that the devil can go into the courts of glory and talk to God to accuse his children. See, you don't even believe that this morning. Study the word. Study the word. Why? Because in the book of Job, that's what he did. He had a conversation about Job with God in glory. And I'm saying these things because some of the things that's happened to us is because we made the mistake and we switched the testimony from what God was doing to what we were doing. So God allowed the enemy to show up. But thank be to glory. God still got a working plan. See, he had a working plan for Job. Why? Because he said, oh, you can touch everything he has, but you can't touch his life. And Job went through all those series of losses. Why? Because the word said that Job was a tiny bit self-righteous. Isn't that right? Y'all read the word? So let us make sure that our testimony lines up not about what we've done, but what we're able to do through the power of the Lord himself. That our testimony should be about who God is and how good he is and what he's done. Our testimony should be, I don't know about you, but I know who turned the lights on in my house this morning. I don't know about you, but I know who healed my body. One thing I do know is that I was on my way to jail, but somebody showed up and gave me what I needed, and I didn't have to be incarcerated. Oh, we should all have one thing. can't tell them everything. I tell them a little bit because I don't want them to think I'm really crazy. I don't want them to think I was really that much of a sinner. But I'm telling you, that one thing that you've been hiding is the one thing the devil's going to torment you with. And he's going to mess up your testimony every time. Why? Because every time you want to talk about the Lord, the devil reminds you about what you're not forgiving for. Isn't that amazing? And he shows up. I would tell him. I would tell them, but I can't tell them I did that too. They can think hard of me. They don't need to know I was out in the street just at the other end. They don't need to know that I was in rooms that I shouldn't have been in. But the testimony is not about what you did. The testimony should be I was in a room, and the room was full of sin. But while I was in that room, I called on Jesus. And he gave me a back door to run out of. That's what the testimony should be. Not what you've been through, but what God has done in your life. Your testimony should be, yeah, I had all kinds of things in my mouth. I couldn't even clean up myself because my lips were addicted. But the Creator of life stopped by my way and he healed.
Job.
I couldn't promote my own child, but evidently the Lord about married folks. Lord, have mercy. Because see, we think we give ourselves so much credit. And every now and then I get huge like that too. You know how you do stuff, you just take it granted that your mate can't get it going on. Because you've done so much. Man, I done cooked every meal. I done done this, I done done that. We have a long list of what we did. And then when our spouse have a different idea, we want to sit back with our Christmas list and try to reveal to him, but do you understand what I have done? Taking, stealing testimony from God, because we really shouldn't have a list at all. We should just turn our back and say, Lord, you know. And Lord, I'm so glad that when I can't do it, you can. I'm just so glad, Lord, that you wake up my spouse each and every morning, God. And Father God, I ask that this little pink devil in the midst of my tongue. Talk to women right. Men don't do that. Because men didn't say amen. So they must not do that. It's a woman part.
Give us credit.
That we carry at least like a, it's a weapon. And every now and then when we want to shut a brother up, we pull out that list, isn't that right, ladies? And we let them have it like we done something. Like we woke up that brother early in the morning. We started him on his way. Like we done so much. Like we healed his body. We made him happy. We put a smile on his face. We give ourselves a whole lot of credit. Just stealing from the Lord each and every day. We carry that list with us. We just steal it from glory. Why? Because the Lord woke him up. And the Lord put a smile on his face. And the Lord healed his body. And the Lord told him to come back home. And the Lord blessed. Lord, have mercy. We get so beside ourselves in our own testimony. Let the devil have us living. You can do it without him. He said amen now.
Testimony.
testimony is when you be caught up in that number, that there is no number to identify how many, but when somebody asks, who are those over yonder, the greatest thing will be that after the great tribulation, you and I will have a part of a greater testimony, that the earthly testimony will not be important anymore, that we will be somewhere around God's throne. And when people see you there, they will understand that the only reason you're here is because the testimony is that you washed your robe in the blood of the Lamb. And because you washed your robe in the blood of the Lamb, you will be around the throne of God, and you'll be serving Him day and night in His temple. And it'll be such a blessed time that as long as you're with the Good Shepherd, the Bible says that He will wipe away every tear from your eyes. I don't know about you, but I discovered that I'm going to probably cry a few more days. I will probably have some pain in my body a few more years. I will probably lose some things concerning my life, but I don't care about today. I am concerned that their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Why? Because I recognize I cannot change the earth, because the earth is a broken up system. It is a system that's already partly destroyed by the enemy. But when Jesus comes back, when Jesus comes back, when Jesus comes back, He's going to be looking for a garment without a spot or wrinkle. He's going to be looking for some church folks that did not steal the Lord tomorrow. He's going to be looking for those who gave the right testimony. If you tell it right there here, then you may be caught up in that testimony tomorrow. Who in this church has a good testimony about what the Lord has done for you? Who in this church has stopped stealing from God and say, I'm going to be crazy and tell Him one thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see. I'm lost, but now I'm found. I was sick, but now I'm whole. This testimony should not be about what we do, but it should be about what God is doing. You just keep on giving that good testimony. One of these sermons, they're going to look for you. And when the call arose, you won't be in the answer. Grandbaby walked a day ago. She went into a bedroom in our house. My husband heard her say, good morning, Lynetta, in heaven. Is that going to be your testimony?